And here, there we go. Look at that. Oh, now we're getting serious about it. All right, we'll figure it out. Anyway, it's all good. I'm glad that you guys are here. So in the text for today, Jesus is telling his disciples that the Son of Man, i.e. Jesus, is going to do what? Become a king?
Yeah, become a king.
Become a king. Wrong answer, but very close. That's what they think is going to happen. They think Jesus is going to take over the world, which would have been very, very convenient, and things would have been really much better. But instead, Jesus says, actually, I'm going here. He's going to go to the cross. I know, it's shocking. My cross is all messed up here. Yeah, he's going to end up going to the cross. And so he says to his disciples, look, the more you look to grab onto life, grab onto stuff, grab onto everything, the more you're unlikely to actually find life. Jesus sort of turns everything weirdly upside down. And then he says something really weird at the end. Anyone who wants to be my disciple will have to take up their cross and follow. Well, you all four look pretty much like disciples. I have my cross. Where's yours? Jesus said, take up your cross. And do you think this is what he meant? Walk around with a cross on all the time? I don't think so either. I don't think so. But you know what? You know what? You all are carrying your cross. Is it over there? Yeah, your dad probably has it. Yeah, could be. But I'm not sure that's what Jesus meant either. I want to take you on a little trip, a place we've been a few times, but let's go take a little quick trip. Don't worry, you'll wake up soon. Come join me over here because I'm going to show you where your cross is. Come on. Shall we hop over there today? Can you hop? Come on. You don't look very hoppy. Do you know? You know how to hop, don't you? Let's go. Come on. Let's hop. We're going to hop over to our crosses. Okay, let's not hop like Lutherans. Let's hop like, well, come on. You can hop with us. All right, all together, let's hop. Come on. Ready? Go! Because I want you to find where your cross is. Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. And he gave you a cross a long time ago. And this is where Jesus, it turns out you're all carrying your crosses and you just didn't know it. Because the cross that Jesus gave you to carry around is God's love. And he gave us a symbol. So when I was baptized, when I was a little bit smaller,
dunked in the water.
I wish I'd have been dunked. I got just barely splashed. But no, just they did this to me. They took and they put water on me like this. And they put oil in the shape of a cross. And you know what? I've carried that with me ever since. And you'll see sometimes these people, they come in here on Sunday morning, they'll go, oh, let's see, I wonder if I remembered my cross. And they'll come over here and they'll grab a little bit of water. And they'll make the sign of the cross on their forehead. And that's how we remember every Sunday that God has given our cross of love to bear. So if you want to, would you like to make your cross again? Because I remember you getting baptized. I remember you getting baptized. You're down on the floor. You want to put a little water on your finger? Yeah, and you go like this. Yeah, awesomely done. Do you care to? You don't have to. But I always like to go like this. I get all wet every Sunday. And then I remember every Sunday, every day, that I have a cross that God has given me in God's love. And God has given you God's love and that cross on your forehead for your whole life. Thank you all. You guys can go back to your places. We'll see you later.